Now that you've learned how to respond to your thoughts, I want you to think about another key aspect of recovery. Consider a question for a moment. It's a hard question, and I want you to be completely honest with yourself. How do you truly feel about yourself? Take a moment to really think about this question. We've already mentioned that intrusive thoughts can feel shameful. We've already mentioned the guilt and how the thoughts can make you see yourself in untrue ways. Now it's time to really dive into this topic. I want you to consider how your feelings about yourself can impact recovery. Let me get more specific with my question. What 5 words would you use to describe how you feel about yourself? Go ahead and write them down somewhere. You may even want to pause the audio for a moment while you think. Here are some words other people with intrusive thoughts have used to describe themselves. But I should mention, these may not apply to you at all, but they are common descriptions I hear from people who suffer from intrusive thoughts. The words people use to describe themselves are inadequate, ashamed, worthless, unwanted. They might even use phrases such as, there's something wrong with me, or even, I hate myself. These are hard feelings. They're hard to admit out loud. But acknowledging feelings like this is important. Our thoughts don't exist in a vacuum. They're related to things we've experienced and emotions we feel. Sometimes the reason intrusive thoughts develop and persist is because they mirror how you feel about yourself deep down. Intrusive thoughts can lead people to feel bad about themselves, but the reverse is also possible. It's possible that your intrusive thoughts began right after something bad happened to you. Someone made you feel worthless or inadequate. Someone treated you in a violent or derogatory manner. Sometimes difficult experiences lead to difficult emotions, which contribute to intrusive thoughts. It's also possible that your intrusive thoughts began right after something good happened to you. You got a raise, or you got married, or you had a child, and this good experience didn't match how you saw yourself. You felt like you didn't deserve these good things, and your intrusive thoughts began to reflect your negative self-image or low self-worth. Do you see yourself in either of these scenarios? Maybe you're wondering why this is important. Why are we even talking about this? Well, here's why. When you find healing from shame and other negative feelings, this can contribute to your recovery. When you start to feel better about yourself, your thoughts can start to match how you feel. Look at the 5 words you wrote down. What would it take to bring healing to those areas of your life? How can you address your feelings of shame? How can you work through low self-esteem or feelings of inadequacy? Let me give you 2 possible answers to these questions. The first is to develop self-compassion. Throughout this process of recovery, approach yourself with an attitude of self-love. Remind yourself that you are valuable. Remind yourself that you are trustworthy, even when your thoughts suggest otherwise. What you are going through is very hard, but it doesn't define you. The second is to think about how your recovery might occur in the context of healthy relationships. This might mean telling someone in your life what you are experiencing. This can be hard, but so often it's worth it. Healthy relationships can change the way you view yourself and begin to heal self-hatred and shame. To end shame, we often have to unmask it and reveal it to the light of day. Look at your list of 5 words one last time. Now write out one more list. In this second list, come up with 5 positive words that describe you. They may be words that are hard to believe, but deep down, you know they are true. Think of words like strong, courageous, compassionate, trustworthy. I would also like to share here that it's my experience that people who suffer from intrusive thoughts are some of the most kind, sensitive, agreeable, and considerate people you could ever meet. Maybe this is why the thoughts torture them so much. I bet you are one such person. So begin practicing self-compassion today and each and every day going forward. It's a key aspect of recovery. It's a way to remind yourself that you are not who your thoughts say you are. You are strong, you're courageous, you can do hard things. These thoughts do not define you. These thoughts do not control you. You are your own person, and you have everything you need to overcome your anxiety.